your mind!
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that violence is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy hump day, everybody. Welcome. It's Crab Diving Live on a Wednesday, November 12th, 2014, in the year of our Lord.
Let it be known.
So let it be written.
I don't know.
So let it be done. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
God, what a boring life that would be, right? Just being a monk. I mean, I guess, you know, you don't have a lot of... Maybe a lot of stress
right.
in your life.
Waiting around for an altar boy.
Anyway, it's crab diving. Ladies and gentlemen, we're streaming at you live if it's between 2 and 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 and 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't between those times, you're listening to one of our great reruns, and we thank you for listening to the rerun here on the stream. But the network, the Crab Diving Network, streams 24/7. To your ear holes from crabdiving.com.
Yay!
You can click on the big blue live button or go to Crab Diving Live, go to Crab Diving Listen. All kinds of ways, man.
Sure.
That you can catch our stream. That's kind of gross. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Sorry, I caught you in mid-cough
I swallowed some lemon water wrong. Maybe someone ejaculated into it.
Some lemon
Kate?
Water.
Kate?
Is it somebody from Starbucks, possibly?
I know.
That could have maybe done that if you listened to yesterday's show. Hey, go to crabdiving.com, and you can listen to all the stuff from yesterday. We talked frequently what Ryan was referring to.
We spent a lot of time on Pastor Manny.
Is this guy.
Starbucks has for years been using sexual fluids to prosper their businesses, and the truth is now coming out.
He's better than Billy Mays. He really is. Like, he could have been Billy Mays. He could have had Billy Mays' career.
He is.
A ShamWow.
I mean, he's making money. He's making pretty good money fleecing. He can't. I'm hoping he doesn't have that many people.
He gets his own parsonage to live in. A complimentary home.
He's a missionary
home for the church.
He's one of those missionary Baptist churches, though, isn't it? I mean, there's
they get homes.
Do they?
Yeah. It's fucked up. Why do you get a home for that job? Because you talk to something that doesn't exist in the fucking sky? Doesn't make any sense, man.
He doesn't talk to anything in the sky. He pretends to talk to things in the sky, and then his job is to talk like that and fleece the idiots that are listening to him.
I mean, listen to the fear he's mongering. He's appealing to what? Fundamentalist germaphobes that also go to Starbucks? I'm saying that most people that go to Starbucks or live where there is a Starbucks don't buy into his like religious bullshit, right?
I would hope not.
I mean, you know.
I mean... yeah, well, that's why he rails on it. He talks about all the sodomites hanging out at Starbucks.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, do you think people who go to the West Hollywood Starbucks would buy into this? Do you think they would buy into this Pastor Manning's bullshit and they'll just stop going? Because there might be a little jizz in the Frappuccino.
Just a tiny little couple of swimmers.
Or yeah, anywhere where, you know, people are generally educated. I don't mean to say that everybody in the cities are smart. That's definitely not true.
That's very much not true.
But, I mean, shit. I mean, we heard from Mississippi recently. What do they want to do? They something about these they want to bring back.
Oh yeah, I'll find that list.
Civil War month or something.
Not that there's any racism.
But Anthony
or
joining us from San Diego. Good morning, Republican line.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes, I would just like to say that the Republicans, and I'm a Republican, please do not overreach. I know they're going to overreach, but I'm telling you, if you advocate for the repeal of Obamacare and you get too extreme, then Hillary Clinton will be elected president in 2016. This is about race. The Republicans hate that nigger Obama.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. We're not going to use that kind of language as we move to Beverly in Cary, North Carolina.
It's just so weird. Is it?
Moves on to Beverly
that Republican,
in North Carolina.
That Republican. What did he say? That Republican hates that N-word?
Republicans. The people hate the N-word, N-word.
Is he not a Republican?
He said he is a Republican.
Oh, he is a Republican.
Yeah, he said, I'm a Republican, but I want everybody to know that if we overreach, don't overreach, because if we do, it's going to be bad because we know all Republicans hate that N-word.
You know, when that lunatic's in the voting booth, do you think race plays a part in his decision?
Absolutely.
Yes.
If they're smart, they paint the knobs of the voting knobs. Although now it's all touchscreen and stuff.
But I mean,
you know, back in the day when you'd pull a lever or
Shit.
One's white, one's black.
Oh yeah.
Let's make it easy for everybody. I'm gonna vote the Hood Party.
Oh God. I think they should. You know what? I think they should do elections where the candidates are not allowed to speak and they're not allowed to write. They just pose.
What is it, like Scattergories?
Yeah,
they have to draw shit?
They just pose, and you just have to pick the one guy that doesn't look crazy.
Pose.
Right.
But it's when they speak that the worst of it happens.
I mean,
Rick Perry's looking pretty...
No, Rick
he's
Perry...
He's looking pretty sophisticated and suave and debonair these days with those book-learning glasses.
He looks like... Rick Perry is definitely like a bro straight out of the fucking, fraternity.
Yeah.
He looks like a big, cheesy swindler. I wouldn't trust him anyway. What person trusts white guys anymore, by the way? Honestly. No one.
I don't know. I'm listening to the strange little bell that's going by outside
it's
here.
It's the churro guy.
Crab.
Is it the churro guy?
Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, USA. If you want to grab a churro outside for the throngs of people that stand by outside while we're doing the live show.
Yeah.
But,
it's like...
So we have a live audience outside. They stare at the window like the Today Show.
Yes, it is the Today Show. That's what we are now. We should do that. Hey, do you know anybody who's going to be 100? We can put their face on a jelly jar and...
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
Pat's getting there, isn't he?
Right.
He's getting to be around 100.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about what it was like the day Al Roker came to work after the stomach staple. Do you think people were like, they're like, oh, shit. And it's like they didn't want to say anything because it's like, what do you say? Oh, Al, you lost a lot of weight.
Well, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Well, you have the surgery and then...
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Fuck you, I'm an atheist.
Right. He had the surgery.
But I don't
think... One day he's a big fat ass, and then the next day he shows up.
That's not how it happens.
What?
That's not how it happens. It takes time to lose all the weight.
Why? I mean,
Because they make your stomach smaller. They don't suck anything out. They just make it you can't eat as much.
Shit. Okay.
And then it kind of starts dropping off you.
Yeah. He looks weird.
Like Chris Christie. You just kind of deflate.
Yeah. Did Chris Christie get the stomach thing?
Yeah, didn't he?
Did he really?
He got something.
Oh, my God. What an elitist. He's not a man of the people. What man of the people gets their stomach stapled?
Well, he knows that nobody wants to elect a fat fuck in 2014.
Right. But
Brent Paris was saying yesterday.
Yes.
It was Brick Wood, I think, on Monday. Two of our new hosts of new shows here on the network, Brent Paris. You can listen to the rerun of the Hollywood Hick tonight, 7 p.m. Listen to it on the 7s.
That's right.
Brent is going to drop a new one on Friday, 7 p.m. Very funny show. Listen to Brent's musings of pop culture, what's going on in Hollywood, TV, reality shows.
Yes.
And more. A little bit of politics. He got pissed at the po-po yesterday, right. At the end of yesterday's show. So it's good to check out that show. But
apparently somebody from the Cranberries headbutted a cop.
There was something, yeah.
Who knew that group was so fucking violent anyway? I mean, I wouldn't think.
Cranberries?
I didn't know I had to.
I would have thought they might have been violent 25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I figure I could take a punch from the Cranberries. Fuck, after listening to that thing, she took out a cop with her fucking head.
Yeah, you can't be too sure.
Whew, my God. And then starting this Monday, it's the Morning Wood. Am I right?
The Morning Wood next Monday, 8 a.m., live streaming at you.
Drive time in the morning.
And tonight, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, Hump Day Wednesday, we're excited to announce the premiere of a brand new fucking show for y'all.
Hell yeah.
Sports. We're getting our testosterone on.
Right.
And, and estrogen for those females.
Yes.
That are into female-type sports and male-type sports. And
right.
Et cetera.
And now, we previewed the first little bit of this show, and I'm not giving anything away. It's a great show. I can't wait for it to premiere. But I believe Tommy Gimler, the host, is from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Are you worried?
Where are you going with this?
No. I have a question.
You want to hear?
Are you?
I'm gonna do my own show.
Are you?
As a rebuttal, following the Daily Upper Decker, because listen to this. Listen to the opening of the fucking Daily Upper Decker.
Yes. I'm Tommy Gimler. The Chicago Bears are pure dog shit. We'll break down just how historically bad they've been.
And I'm Andy Ostroff.
So there's gonna be a whole fucking segment.
Fuck you!
Listen.
Whole segment about the Bears.
You gotta let people, we're fair and balanced. You gotta let people have their own opinions. You can't run this network like a Kim Jong-un.
I haven't chat very frequently on the Green Bay Packers. I may have slipped the word fudge.
Yes.
In there at some point. Can't but that's, that. I try not to disparage. Listen. Because of my natural inbred hatred for them, because I was born and raised in Chicago, and right. And then I had to live behind the enemy lines. I was like a Christian in ISIS territory.
Yes,
when I just dropped the golf ball.
You don't even golf.
Christian in ISIS territory. I know I found it somewhere, and when I went to school in northern Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, I was. If the wind was bad and I farted, they could smell it in Green Bay. So we weren't far away at all from ground zero.
Right. Did they beat you a lot? Did they beat you?
They might think it was Wisconsin Rapids that smelled.
Oh, really? It's the whole state. What's wrong with that state? Why does it smell so bad?
There's some paper mills.
Oh, those are disgusting.
They're horrible.
They're fucking horrible, man. When I was growing up, we lived in Virginia in the Allegheny Mountains in Redneckville, USA. Yeah, no shit. I got up there. I freaked out because, listen, I lived in Florida, and the way people sound in the Allegheny Mountains is not. Yeah, it's not the kind of redneck you hear in Florida. The Allegheny Mountains is like, "Hi, boy, what you doing?" You can't understand what anybody's saying.
And the one time I drove. Spring break, we went from Wisconsin to the Keys.
Yeah.
And we stopped at McDonald's somewhere in the mountains. And I really couldn't understand a word the girl was saying behind the counter.
Fuck you, hippie. Come on, fucking
Yankee motherfucker.
You
and your book learning in college. Right.
Everybody chewed tobacco, too. Even the little kids. It's so gross. Everybody's just spitting everywhere. Just spit. Yeah. That's Skull Bandit. That's gross. And it killed Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn? Oh, yeah.
It rotted his whole fucking face off.
That's horrible.
But still people do it.
Still people do it.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
More sports tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right. 8 p.m.
Yes.
on following the rerun of the Hollywood Hick.
Right.
Two very different shows.
Two very different shows.
The Hollywood Hick followed right. by the premiere. We're very excited. The show sounds great. The Daily Upper Decker.
It's going to be awesome. I did send him a note. If he could lay off the Cubs, I would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, the Bears are fair game. Jay Cutler's fair game. I hope he shits really? All over that ass.
Why? What's wrong with him?
He's a dickwad and he sucks.
Why? Just because he can't throw the ball the way you want him
exactly.
to?
Exactly. It's exactly the reason.
That's why I hate the Cubs sometimes. Although they're going to be good this
year. Spending a fuck ton of money, right?
God, I just every time I say that, it's like.
Oh, did you just put the whammy on?
Yeah, no, it's like you ever get a brain freeze? You drink something cold way too fucking fast. It feels like a railroad spike goes through your fucking brain. Oh my God, the Cubs are going to be good this year. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
just prepare for the disappointment later.
God damn it, Moises Alou, 2003, Steve Bartman, burn in hell. Just kidding, but really,
I wonder where Steve Bartman is these days. Actually. I know where Steve Bartman is because just about every fucking year that the Cubs get, I don't know, within, you know, playoff distance. So it doesn't happen often. But a couple of years ago, didn't they get a little bit close and they actually made it to the playoffs?
Yes.
And inevitably, they invoke the name of Bartman. And what is that? I wonder what he's doing now. He moved. He had to leave town.
Listen,
he bailed on Chicago after that. He had death threats.
I know. I remember.
I may have been one of them.
I was there. Listen, but it wasn't.
Wait, you were at the game?
No. I went to the right after it happened. All this, just, everything was horrible. I went and hung out on Waveland Avenue after, you know, and everybody's out there drunk as shit,
hugging, crying.
No, more like fucking little baby Chicago drunk fucking fat assholes peeing everywhere. Gross. Chicago's
where are they
sports
peeing
fans
in Amsterdam
are disgusting. Oh my God, dude!
Wasn't there an article?
The big oaf. Oh right.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Aren't they peeing somewhere in Amsterdam?
The Royal fucking Palace.
They're asking them, please don't. Please keep your dicks in
your. It's the arches. They don't like the arches. It's a perfect place to piss. We saw that guy peeing in public.
Oh well, that was off of the bridge.
The dude from that big
oafish British guy,
yeah.
Drunk off his balls, standing on one of the bridges over a canal in like the main downtown canally drag of Amsterdam.
Well, I mean the main area where all the families are, right next to the windows where the hookers
and
are.
The hooker and the weed shops. Sure.
Very funny.
Of course, it's supposed to be Disneyfied,
right? And you guess who ruins it? Some big fucking oafy British dude.
He arced over the railing. Over the railing, he arced into the canal and just stood there. And we were waiting for any kind of response for the Netherlands snipers or something to take him out.
Nothing happened.
Not a thing.
I tell you, and people bitch about Americans like they're the worst. You know, no. They're not. It's my experience. Those UK fuckers, really, honestly, they're like a bull in a china shop anywhere they go. They're all giant rugby jerseys, drunk.
But don't you think that's just their version of our rednecks?
I don't know. I guess so. But I mean,
there are a lot of British people that aren't big oafy soccer hooligans. But
hello. Wait, Michael Caine?
The big oafy soccer hooligan. No, I think he is.
He is. Really. He gets drunk.
But I think the hooligan types are probably like our rednecks.
We saw a bunch of those fucking. Not only were the UK hooligans, they were all over. They were all over Amsterdam, dude. And they were also all over Prague. They were. They were all over the fucking place in Prague.
I don't remember in Prague.
Yeah. And then when we flew on the plane from Prague to fucking Amsterdam, the plane did this weird fucking turn and it was not getting, and all these UK guys just started screaming. They're like, yeah, it's like, you know, keep it down. The plane could be crashing. Quit screaming.
I don't pay attention to plane stuff, maybe the details.
Oh. Wow.
It's not as traumatizing to my soul.
Bullshit. You notice turbulence. You don't notice it.
But it doesn't bother me. I kind of laugh at it.
Oh, do you really? You think it's funny?
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think the plane's going to fly apart.
Fly her apart.
Isn't it Zulu?
What does Sulu do?
Well, one of the movies, didn't somebody say Sulu was coming to the rescue in his ship? It's when he gets promoted to captain.
Oh, and he runs the Excelsior.
And they were they were saying, if we go any faster, it's going to fly her apart. And I think Sulu's line was, then fly her apart!
Oh, my God.
Something like that, wasn't it?
I remember. Yeah, he nailed that line. He got every...
every nuance. Yeah, of course. He did. George Takei.
I mean, he was the captain. He was the captain at that point. Fly her apart.
Right.
You know, he's also a skilled fencer, Sulu. He fences. He sword fights. He had that one. You know.
He also, plays with swords.
Right, right.
He must have been crazy back in the day. Can you imagine George Takei unfettered back in the 60s?
Probably a blast. 70s. Oh, my God. I already used to hang out in the green room and laugh in and just bang all the dancers.
Laugh in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of another. Him and, who would be a good one? Him and Dabney Coleman.
Dabney Coleman.
Oh, he was young back then.
He was.
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman.
Right. Because George Takei took Dabney Coleman under his wing, sort of showed him the ropes of Hollywood. You're a match.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios here in Los Angeles, California, we'd like to head over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete, Huffington Post, and then dumb it down, dial it down.
Oh, yeah.
Put some carpeting over the knuckles or whatever, because you're going to be dragging it.
Put some tinfoil over your skull.
Because
that guy links to fucking InfoWars.
He does.
People read Drudge for news, and he links to...
I have an Alex Jones clip for us today.
Oh, wow.
You talk about a brain trust, maybe a little later, maybe after we take a break in the second hour of Crab Diving. We're here for 2 hours, streaming live till 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. If it's not that time, thanks for listening to the rerun.
Yes, thank you very much.
But what was we talking about?
I don't know. I forgot.
We were talking.
You know, it's funny. You forgot what you were saying, and then I just remembered to say, "Oh, by the way, right after our show, you can catch the rerun of the Cannilinguists."
Cannilinguists will be at 4 p.m.
Oh, I said it wrong. Cannilinguists. Cannilinguists.
Cannilinguists.
Oh, fuck. That's a tough one.
The headline over on the Drudge Report. Let's go dumb first.
Yes.
It's a photograph of, I think this is when the Hollywood sign caught on fire a long time ago. They had to rebuild it.
Oh, my God. How could they rebuild it? It's so beautiful.
It's a few burned out letters.
Right.
And the photo, dun, dun, dun. I wonder if this is about our friend Brian Singer. Dirty secret exposed. Sex abuse of teens.
No shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who did it?
The Hollywood Reporter, Oscar-nominated documentarian Amy Berg talks an open secret, which targets underage abuse and names more names.
Oh, fuck.
So she did a documentary, new documentary coming out that Drudge is hard over.
She names names?
Because she names names, apparently.
Angela Lansbury?
She's got a disturbing new documentary, Open Secret, debuting at the New York City Doc Film Festival.
Right.
In 2 days.
That's fucked up. I mean, you could be at this film festival and then named in the movie on the red carpet.
The subject was forced out of the shadows earlier this year when Michael Egan III filed lawsuits against X-Men director Bryan Singer, three other dudes who you don't know.
Right.
All four denied the allegations, and by August, Egan had dropped the suits after some other inconsistent statements he had made emerged. He was also scolded.
Some people pay for that. You go to the right club.
A tongue lashing.
Oh, really? Hit me.
Or lying in court.
Oh, shit.
See, you know, he's discredited. They had to toss it out of court.
Wow.
But now he's back in that movie.
X-Men?
Which focuses...
No, just kidding.
The open secret and open secret.
Right.
They're saying that it focuses in part on the late 90s internet company Digital Entertainment Network, headed by Mark Collins Rector.
What kind of fucking name is that?
Rector. You, Ricker, you brother. And Chad Shackley.
Oh, yes.
Who used to hold alcohol and drug-fueled parties attended by teen boys.
What about your pervs?
Quote, they would pull away the better-looking younger kids and keep them for their own after-party.
And what would they do with the ugly ones?
Says Egan.
Set them on fire?
Egan says in the film, he alleges that Singer was in attendance and skinny-dipping was mandatory.
Well, listen, maybe they have a thing with their pool. Maybe they don't want textiles messing with that pH level.
And he dies.
Right. I don't want any bathing suits or vaginas in this pool, okay?
The documentarian, I mean, if this guy's at discredited.
Right.
You know.
Who would be the craziest name?
Should
that would
he be the star, one of the star witnesses of this documentary?
I don't know. I mean, listen, who would be, if you heard, who would be the most surprising name to come out of this, documentary? They name names.
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone. It's pretty good. B. Arthur. But, she would manhandle these guys.
Right.
Take them back to
Open
her.
Secret.
Oh, go ahead.
Examined several other cases. Yeah. Talent manager Marty Weiss pleaded no contest in 2012 to two counts of committing lewd acts on a child after he was charged with 8 felony counts of molesting a younger performer he represented.
Is that a lot? I mean, is 8 a lot of that type of thing? I don't know.
I would think 1 is a lot. Bob Villard, a talent manager who at one time represented a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, fancy.
Who pleaded no contest to a similar felony charge in 2005.
Right.
He's alleged to have sold pictures of boys, often pictured shirtless, in subservient poses on eBay.
Oh, it's a business. Guy's like, hey, listen, I'll pay you $5 if you bend over in this fucking pair of weird pantyhose and hold this plunger in your mouth.
The film also claims Michael Hanna, a talent manager who sat on SAG-AFTRA's Young Performers Committee.
Ooh, maybe don't be on that committee.
Yeah. Had young boys stay with him in his home. Well, yes. I mean, maybe you gotta, you know.
I am on the Young Performers Committee. I will also house them take baths with them.
He tried to take at least one of them to bed.
At least one. Shit, at least one. Couldn't get a number on that one.
SAG-AFTRA, however, says, we have not received complaints nor suggestions of any wrongdoing regarding the former committee member who resigned earlier this year.
Wow, way to come out on the right side of that issue, SAG. What are they doing? Are they protecting their little diddler buddy? Their diddler guy?
Well, yeah, he was sitting on the Young Performers Committee.
Good God.
Makes it sound like a dating service if... right. They don't distance themselves.
You know what happened? That guy was hanging out with all his other pervy friends. It's like, oh my God, you're never going to guess what happened to me. I just got named to the Young Performers Committee. Right. Yes. In that, you know, if you're an actor type, and in fact, that's the committee you want to be on. Everybody, all the pervs want to be on the Young Actors Committee.
Sure.
Young Performers Committee.
Exactly. Like, look at all the youth ministers.
Oh, yeah.
That,
oh, that's got to be a real story if you're a perv.
Yeah. End up wiping boy off their faces.
Well, wait. Nice. Now, if you're a molester, what is the best job you could score? Cub Scout master, some shit like that?
Probably. Yeah. Or priest.
Right.
I think priest.
Do you think this would be the worst category for Family Feud?
This might be best profession for a child molester.
Show me Cub Scout master. That fucked it up.
Student, I mean teacher.
Yeah.
You know, that's an easy one. But that's tough because everybody's...
Gymnastics instructor!
Right. Coaches are a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Because people put up with a lot of shit.
Wrestling coach.
Coach stuck his dick in me. Well, you probably deserved it. You didn't run fast enough.
Well, that's a wrestling move.
It's that finger blaster move, right?
Yeah, you. It's
they lift you up like a bowling ball, stick your finger in your asshole.
Oh, that's what it's called. It's called the thumb to hole pin.
Is it?
I don't know. Surely that's not for real.
So that is the headline over in the Dummy Drudge Report. They're thrilled that evil gay Hollywood is exposed again, because you know everybody here in the town has had a little boy's balls on their face at one point or another, according to Drudge.
Yeah. God, that is the most insane wrestling move ever. And it could be the most insane move in all of sports. Think about the most...
I don't think sticking your finger in somebody's asshole is pretty...
Well, you can't do it in football.
It's pretty accepted in anything.
Well, it's a wrestling move.
Yeah, I think it's kind of frowned upon. In tennis, I know, I would probably... I mean, there's no specific rule.
Oh, yeah.
In the USTA book.
Tennis, are you allowed to stick your thumb? It would have to be around the net or over the net?
No, you can't.
You cannot
touch the other player. You can't go across the net.
Can you touch
him? Can go across.
Can you touch him with your racket?
The other player?
Right.
No.
What if they're in the way?
Unless it's on a follow through.
What if you're playing the net?
Yeah.
And you go to.
Well, that's what I mean. If it's,
that's a follow-through.
If it's, an accidental follow-through and you hit them. But if you're close enough to the net where the two of you are standing that you can hit them with your racket, there's something wrong there. You don't need the rules.
That's what I'm saying. You're drunk.
Don't worry about the rules.
You're a mess.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. There's been an earthquake.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
A 4.8 Tembler. At 3:40 p.m., not that long ago, less than an hour ago, 8 miles to the south of Conway Springs, Kansas.
Oh, fracking country.
About 4 miles north of Oklahoma City.
Hey, boy.
They're saying people felt the quake as far away as it just says quake rattles residents in Kansas and Oklahoma.
Now is it? Now I want to understand this.
We're electing Brownback didn't.
Sure. Now is this the devil? Is this the devil's work?
I'm sure.
Or,
it's got to be gay marriage. But why? Well, it's got to be the devil. Yeah.
No, it could be God working in mysterious ways.
But why would God? Why wouldn't God throw a quake at? San Francisco, which he has, but I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Or, Ibiza or something.
Maybe the gay is too strong in San Francisco for God to take on.
You think it's too powerful? Isn't he? I thought he was all powerful.
Yeah, I know. I thought so, too, but now I'm thinking maybe not so.
He's tired.
Yeah, God's tired. He's like, wait. Okay. I get to choose. I want to go
fight.
Well,
he's a Republican, so he probably outsourced it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to send these little Mexican kids to fight the gay in Kansas or the gay in San Francisco. Right. Fuck it. I'm sending it to Kansas. That's a win.
Meanwhile, the devil is pumping brown kids across the border.
Oh, yes. The T-shirt cannon.
Launching them full of Ebola and AIDS.
Oh, my God. Who is that? You were playing fucking MSNBC on your computer today. Who's that lunatic talking about, we got to get tough at the border. We had X number of...
He's some congressman.
Dickhead. We had X number of unaccompanied minors come over the border from Mexico.
They're talking about whether President Obama is going to whip out his pen.
Yes.
And... do anything about immigration before this Congress, because we know they're, really fast, quick actors.
Yeah.
Before this Congress does nothing about it. And this guy, he just spewed forth the Republican soundbite.
I think that, first thing we need to do, this president's been horrible. The first thing we need to do would be very easy is to secure the border.
When you hear that.
Why?
Secure
the
border.
What would that have to do with the price of tea in fucking China?
Nothing. It's a made-up problem.
It'll create jobs, right? A lot of people working to build that wall.
You're right.
Maybe it's not a bad idea. Stimulate the economy. Who did that in the Depression? That was Roosevelt.
Yeah, did you hear that asshole even pause when he said, it doesn't take much to give more money so that we can have more border patrol out there patrolling the border? But he paused. Because he's thinking, there should be the border patrol should be out there shooting those motherfuckers.
You know what I would do if I was president? I would sign an executive order totally opening the borders, and I would hire Americans to go down there and tear down the fence and build – and I would build the most amazing bridge.
Mr. Pfeiffer, tear down this wall.
All right. I would build a bridge that completely covered the Rio Grande. You couldn't even see the water. It would just go for miles.
Really?
It would be so fucking wide. It would be like 10,000 lanes wide.
And they don't want to come here anymore.
And
I'm talking about these millions of jobs. They don't. They're not coming here anymore.
What? What's wrong with here?
Because we're a shithole.
Oh, damn it! Really?
And the Koch brothers and their ilk are taking all the money.
Yeah, there's fucking there's earthquakes in Oklahoma where they used to not be.
There's earthquakes in Oklahoma.
It made me nervous to come here too. And everybody's getting shot. There's that. Of course, in Mexico, people are getting
shot and
fucked up,
put in mass graves.
Right.
Don't forget to tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Ring a ding.
And you can also follow us on Facebook. Lots going on our Facebook. Lots of convos.
I know.
A picture of George Bush getting everybody all a Twitter on Facebook.
Right.
Getting people all a Facebook on Twitter or whatever. But it was about the clip we played yesterday of George Bush saying he's got no regrets. No regrets about Iraq. No regrets.
Come on. You know, at that point, you're like, really, dude, you can say, I feel like a liberal kind of intellectual type, even if they believed they had done the right thing in Iraq, they would probably say, do you have any regrets? Yeah. How about the people that died?
Right.
I regret that.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't expect it even a tiny bit or remotely from Dick Cheney. You know, he's not going to regret a life being taken. He doesn't. I mean, that adds to his moments on Earth. Every life that he got to take apparently added to his minutes.
It only makes me stronger.
But I thought George Bush was kind of Christian-y and stuff. Think he would be like, well, you know, it's hard for all the people that died.
I think he's all Christian-y when I think a very in very specific contexts, like, you know, hardly ever.
Right. Well, when the judgy part.
Yeah. Oh, there's that. Oh, sure. And also Thanksgiving every year, you probably – who do you think – oh, that's interesting. When you're sitting down to have Thanksgiving dinner with the Bushes, who says the prayer to the sky god? Who leads that?
I don't know. They probably –
senior?
Maybe. Or they may rotate. Maybe the oldest brother. Isn't that how it works sometimes?
Yeah. Don't you figure just Jeb Bush and George Bush Sr., do you think they just amble off to the porch and every – they have the same fucking conversation over cigars every year on the veranda. They're like, I can't believe that guy. I can't believe
– that one.
I can't believe that one was president.
I can't believe that.
Motherfucker, I never saw it coming. That's what Jeb Bush says.
The next one, he's probably going to hop in the clown car.
Right.
It's looking like it's going to be a fun primary, because Scotty Walker, that reptile, that scumbag,
he's not running.
He's gonna run. I think he's gonna run.
The only okay.
Or he'll be a great choice for VP. Yes. For somebody.
We don't have any celebrities that are considering a run for the White House. Where's
Gosh, not this time.
Where's last Alec
time,
Baldwin?
Yeah, last time we had a Judd, didn't
what about,
we?
Yeah, yeah. You got to admit, Alec Baldwin make a great president.
Yeah,
come
Alec
on.
Baldwin's had a little issue.
What a great
though,
diplomat he would be. What a wonderful diplomat.
Yeah. Don't you think he's had too many issues to run now?
Because
he's talked about it, right?
Yeah, he cannot run. He really can. After some of those voicemails and, you know, calling somebody the F word on Twitter because, I don't know, because his wife, what was it? His wife was tweeting during a funeral.
She wasn't.
Yeah,
it was like on auto. It was like on Hootsuite or something.
Yeah.
Like it was. It
someone
was put out to auto tweet.
And then Alec Baldwin told the accuser that he would kill him or something like that.
I think and called him a faggot.
Right, like 18 times. Yeah.
You are a thoughtless little pig, okay?
Then there's that when he was talking to his daughter
that's
on the phone.
That's when you know you're pissed off at somebody, when you lay it out there and then you go, okay? Yeah. You understand?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
That means he sat there and thought of it. He really thinks his daughter's a fucking pig. He lays it out there so specifically, and then he thinks about it. He's like, okay?
Well, We've talked about this on past episodes of the Crab Diving Show. Go to crabdiving.com to download us. When this is done, you could download it on Stitcher or on iTunes. But we talked about how that probably wasn't the first time that Alec Baldwin has had a run-in with the daughter. Not right. that in any way excuses the horrible way he talked to his daughter.
I mean, I hope she goes
like Chris
into
Rock
acting.
Said about OJ.
Oh, right.
I don't agree with it, but I understand.
Yeah. Does his daughter study acting? The rude, thoughtless little pig? Is she a thespian?
She's a model.
Oh, is she?
Right.
I think she should be an actor because I think growing up with like one of the most amazing orators on the screen berating you your whole life would only make you good.
Which doesn't kill you will make you stronger.
Well, no, it might make you a crazy fucking actor. I mean, imagine you get berated by Alec Baldwin.
When she hits the wall, she'll I'm sure she'll be I'm sure she'll be wanting to go into acting.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. His wife. Wait. Is that his wife
or
his daughter?
That's his daughter.
Okay. Is his wife the yoga teacher Alec Baldwin? Is he the one who married his yoga teacher?
Yes.
Oh shit. That's the best.
The current.
Yes.
And they have a new kid, don't they?
Yes.
Didn't he have a fucking baby?
Are we getting him mixed up? God, there's some other famous guy that recently married his yoga instructor as well. Who's Kelsey Grammer?
God, you know what?
Who did Kelsey Grammer marry?
Flight attendant. I typed Alec Baldwin in to see about his kids, and the first thing that pops up is from yesterday. Alec Baldwin fights to preserve East Hampton water source. So he's out there fighting for some environmental cause.
Well, good for him.
He's
man.
A big old.
He's a big old lib, and I'm sure he's respectful when he argues with people.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. I think
his daughter might be doing a little beaver bump in action.
Shut up! Really?
Here's a headline from the New York Post: Alec Baldwin must be shocked by daughter Ireland's same-sex pal.
Oh wow. Well, lots of people have same-sex pals.
Ireland Baldwin, 6'2" tall, blue eyes, golden hair, daughter of rageaholic actor Alec Baldwin.
God.
19 years old.
Rageaholic. I mean, don't you think that's a little, biased?
She lately exchanged suggestive posts on social media with her female pal, Angel Hayes, a Detroit-born rapper.
Uh-huh.
Angel 22 calls herself pansexual.
Oh wow. Pans. Now fuck a pan.
Love is boundaryless, she said. If you can make me feel, if you can make me laugh, and that's hard.
I'm going to hump some Corningware.
Then I can be with you. I don't care if you have a vagina.
Wow.
Or if you're a hermaphrodite or whatever.
Oh my fucking
God. Look at how open she is.
Well, wait, listen, Alec Baldwin here. Great job. I mean, wonderful. By the way, Zane LaRue just tweeted us at Crab Diving, owner of Orphanage, # best diddler jobs.
Has best diddler jobs.
Great. What a wonderful thing to have trending for us. Right. Thank you.
We're so proud. We're so proud to have traced that hashtag.com. We'll come back to Crab Diving. Best diddler jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks for participating.
Yeah, yeah. Best diddler jobs.
Ireland and this rapper so have been there were rumors flying.
Oh, really?
That the two of them were getting lovey lovey.
Wow.
There might have been clam cuddling.
Clams and beavers. Welcome to the National Geographic, everybody.
It is.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and this is Patrick Vile.
This is when animals get pissed. So yeah. If we head over to the Huffington Post, let's find out what the libs are saying.
Yes.
What our people are complaining about right now.
What's up, effete motherfuckers?
The headline. Oh, this is actually, I wanted to talk about this a little bit.
Oh, really?
It's a photograph of our Commander-in-Chief, Barack.
Don't say it.
Hussein.
How dare you?
Obama. Shaking hands with a white guy.
Oh, shit. Hot.
Tom Wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Who's really, I think, a shitbag.
Oh, yeah.
The head of the FCC, who is, you know, the FCC is now going to decide on this net neutrality bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fair, right?
And I'm kind of wondering how they have that much power.
Yeah. Aren't they in charge of telling you you can't say fuck on the Tonight Show?
And doesn't, yeah, and doesn't, isn't the president in charge of everybody in that branch? Yet, yeah. Tom Wheeler, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama.
Stop it.
Now, by the way, that a couple of days ago, the president came out strongly for net neutrality. Of course, within moments.
Right.
The fucking asshole morons on the right had to come out against it. Even though they've been for it,
yes,
in the past, now they're against it.
Isn't this isn't this nonpartisan? Do you want the internet?
Nothing is nonpartisan slower? When the Negro in chief says it and
quit
wants it.
Reminding people our president's black. How? And quit saying Hussein when you say his name. You don't just say Barack Obama, okay? We all know his middle name. Don't remind these fucking people.
It's a rule on Fox News that any time you have to mention the president's middle name.
No. I know. Got everybody at Fox. I was looking at it. I made this comment on Facebook today. There's some picture.
Facebook.com/crabbiving.
Right. There's some picture of Mitch McConnell we have up from some article.
My name's Mitch McConnell. I'm from Kentucky. And we're going to pull out Obamacare root branch.
And he looks, honestly, you look at him, he looks like one of those characters in Mission Impossible with the fake rubber flesh mask on because his eyes are so far set in. His eyes look so empty. He looks like the saddest, oldest fucking deflated love doll fucking ever.
Evil will do that to you.
You imagine you buy a love doll, get it out of the box from Amazon, you blow it up, that's what you get.
Ooh, a Mitch McConnell love doll?
Oh my God, I would return that.
Well, it must have been, they must have x-rayed it too much.
Yeah.
I would have thought at the airport or something.
You know, it's funny. You know why these love doll things on my mind? Because I was in the Daily Mirror, whatever it's called, the Mirror.
Yes.
The weird news. And they, I don't know, I don't even know why they did this. They did like some, like, business success story of this plant somewhere in, I think, China that makes love dolls. And it talked about how their business is booming. And this guy is like, yes, people like our love dolls because it takes them longer to deflate. You don't have to blow them up so much. And it shows all these workers are smiling.
Wait, that's a bonus?
I don't know, man.
What if you're traveling?
They don't
then
look real.
Then you want
real.
A faster deflating.
Oh, I know. I understand that. But it's like, you know what it's like? For years, I slept on an air mattress, and at one point, there was a leak in it, and in the middle of the night, every night, I would have to reach over, and, you know, a little motor that would blow air into it somehow because of science. I don't know how that fucking worked. Then I had to press the button in the middle of the night.
Oh, to reinflate
your
mattress.
Yeah, yeah. And then by the time I woke, sometimes I wouldn't wake up.
That was Venice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'd wake up totally flat on the ground and be like, oh, God, I slept like shit. Oh, yeah, this is why. This is why, stupid.
It's good for your back.
Get a bed.
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post is that Tom Wheeler.
Right.
Now he's saying that he's open to Obama's net neutrality plan.
Right.
But Tom Wheeler. Actually, it was bullshit when Obama, this is one of those kind of fuck yous to the president,
yeah,
for putting that asshole in there, because Tom Wheeler used to be the head of one of the cable companies.
Why the fuck would you do that? Put me in the FCC!
So, yeah, what side is he going to fall on? They got 3 million, 3 cunting million comments were submitted in favor of net neutrality to the FCC, a world record.
Now just ignore it. Who gives a shit?
Right. And that's the people who took the time to write and contact. So 3 million is a massive number because that many people don't organize.
It's these fucking internet companies, right?
Right. And you saw what happened in, I think it was Hungary? We did the
yeah.
The store.
Borsky, Borsky, Borsky. What the fuck do people sound like in Hungary, though? We are Hungarian?
Slavic, yeah, we are Hungarian.
Hello. Welcome.
That's kind of like Dracula. Hello, what are you saying?
I get the dialect coach in here.
Huh?
Get
no,
the dialect.
I was doing Dracula.
Oh, are you, I don't know how to do it. Like, we are, I am Hungarian.
So the Hungarians.
Yeah.
They're assholes.
Oh, yes.
In their Congress.
All of them are.
We're trying to propose, I think, world over, everybody, except a lot of the Scando company countries where they've got a handle on shit.
Yes.
The representatives ain't doing a lot of representing these days. They represent big business and
sure.
big money. And I guess it's that way also in Hungary because they proposed a tax on the internet, which basically would have, you know, disenfranchised poor people. What better way to keep the people stupid than charge them for internet?
God.
Charge them to get knowledge.
They're going to do that, and then they're going to legalize marijuana, and then all of a sudden there she goes.
And,
you know what I mean? They're going to be dumb and stoned, walking around like fucking
but
parade
the people
floats.
Took to the streets. Like 100,000 people.
For net neutrality?
Yeah, and said...
Shit.
They were throwing shit at the building where these people were deciding this. And then they said, well, you know, maybe we won't.
You want to go out there?
Maybe we won't.
You want to go out in the streets right now for net neutrality?
When it comes down to it, I'll be out
there. What are we going to throw, though?
They were throwing... People were throwing old computer parts.
Oh, really?
Like, everybody's got an old fucking dead laptop or...
Oh,
an old,
yeah. I got a laptop. I hate that laptop. It's
people
made me so
miserable.
People
were breaking
shit
in pieces and winging it at the building.
I got a printer, an old toner cartridge I could throw.
So,
you know what? I'll throw my brother's iMac that he left here.
They may have a hard time.
Yeah.
With the net neutrality thing because, you know... And now the lunatics on the right, that fuckwad, idiot, moron, Ted Cruz.
Oh, boy.
Actually, he's not dumb. He's evil.
He's a dick,
and
though, man.
Insidious. Oh, yeah. Just
God.
A profound.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Fuck well, you.
He tweeted out.
Honestly.
Because now the president is for net neutrality, of course.
Yeah.
So Obama's net neutrality is like... Obamacare for the internet or something like that.
Oh, I was reading that
something
yesterday.
To that effect. It he has no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
If you want to lose your brain, you go to Ted Cruz's communications director Twitter. I swear to God, I was reading through it. A friend of mine told me to look at it. I was scrolling down and I did like an eighth of a scroll and I got to Benghazi.
I'm surprised you got that far.
It was how can we believe him? How can we trust him on this because of Benghazi?
It's amazing. It's really amazing. I can't wait. Oh, God, I can't wait for the Republican primary in 16 because – or 15, actually. Because they're just going to pile the fuck on him. The most fun thing
Who's
is going to be watching –
What do you mean?
Ted Cruz
is
going to be watching all these jackals – just tear at each other. That's my absolute favorite part of the Republican primaries.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of assholes yelling at each other. I love that more than anything. That's the best.
Well, and trying to do the dance. I mean, we have to do it on the Democrat side, too, of how do you differentiate yourself from someone else and without shitting on them too much, but you want to shit on them because you want... to win, but then you don't want to shit on them too much because if you do win, you might need them.
Barack Obama differentiated himself from Hillary because she voted for that fucking war.
Yeah. Yeah.
That worked.
Everybody did.
Oh, God. Best diddler jobs. Trending on Twitter at crab diving.
It's trending on the
By
Twitter.
By the way, the Zane, this guy that tweeted it in, he's in Chroma Keys. We're playing one of his songs today.
Oh, excellent.
Diddler jobs, though.
Diddler.
I'm doing a show with him. I'm doing a show. The show he's doing, it's coming up. And he wrote me. He's like, I was like, oh, this. He's like, this show's going to be fun. He goes, I'm disappointed, though. I was trying to get these burlesque girls. He's like, they were going to be nearly naked. But then the venue wouldn't let us have naked people on stage or something. He's all bummed out. As am I.
Tyranny.
As am I.
It's tyranny.
Why can't we have naked people at a fucking... Who gives a shit?
People are so uptight.
It's
are so uptight.
Burlesque. Lesk. They put tape on their nipples.
People are uptight.
I don't know. Maybe Band-Aids.
Maybe Band-Aids.
Right.
What's the name of his band?
Chroma Keys.
And which song?
Spider Tears.
That's the one. I'm trying to find it now because we're getting ready to head over to the second half, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, really?
Thanks for listening to us here on the Crab Diving Network. We are here live from 2 p.m. It used to be 12. I'll get it. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. From 5 to 7 if you're listening to us. Drive time!
It's hard to keep all this shit straight. We don't even have a fucking intern.
Out on the eastern type coast.
Yeah.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, if you've got diddler jobs.
Right. Best diddler jobs. Best diddler what would that jobs. Be like? I mean, I don't know. A moil, I mean, I guess.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to fucking...
Unless you like them a little older. Anyway.
Right.
So we're going to go to break here.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget if you buy shit from Amazon.
Right.
If you buy anything, buy it from Amazon. Amazon has fucking everything.
I deal exclusively in shit.
And if you could buy it on Amazon.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they have rubber funny shit on Amazon.
Oh, absolutely. What do you
and
mean?
You could probably buy fertilizer on
fake
Amazon.
Fake shit?
Fake shit.
Not really.
You can buy everything on Amazon. If you do, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. That'll take you over there. And whatever you buy, we get a little cut. We get a little taste. We get a little nibble. A little bit. Speaking of moils, we get a little off the tip.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't cost you, unlike the baby, doesn't cost you anything. It
costs you a couple inches.
It comes from Jeff Bezos. So if you want to stick it to the man also, take a little of their profits.
Yeah, man.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And if you like beer.
Oh, I love beer.
And you want to brew your own, or you know somebody that's thinking about brewing their own. You know, the holidays are coming up.
Oh, are they?
And if you don't want to think about what to buy some asshole in your life.
Oh, yeah, me.
And you think, well, maybe we'll get them to make some beer and just make a use of themselves.
You want that?
Me? No.
Christmas. You don't want to...
I don't want to make beer.
Well, you just got to... convincing people to go make beer. You ruined the whole commercial.
Because I already have one.
What do you mean?
We already have a Mr. Beer here.
Oh, yeah. I forget. He's in the corner.
You're right.
I got to deflate him. Send him back to Hong Kong.
But we go to Mr. Beer. And to do that, go to crabdiving.com/beer. And
that's
you
right.
can peruse that, and also we get a taste. We get a little clever. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Coming up,
yes,
is some music.
Oh, that's right, the Chroma Keys.
Some interstitial music.
Find them on sexytornado.com, and we're also going to play. Oh, fuck. I just lost. Oh, Alex Vols' band, the Burly Temple. Party Parts.
Party Parts.
Right.
Will be the second song, and we're going to be back.
Rock
in a few
back.
Minutes. Listen to this. Take a hit. Take a shit. Back for more crabs.
Yay.
On the other side, y'all.
Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. I would daydream about the day we'd wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red. Pink and purple, blue, get out of my head. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool, he isn't. Your man. Oh, Becky. But now you kiss Danny. Whatever, he sucks. I don't give a shit, but I secretly do. Spiders have eight legs, but they also have eight eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. The fly that caught my eye, but you got away. I was gonna cocoon you and save you for a rainy day. Now every day is rainy and the tears never stop, and all my eyes are crying, plus Danny is ugly. Why'd you leave me for Danny? Danny is an idiot. Why'd you leave me for Danny? He is stupid as shit. Stop making out with Danny. Why are you doing this? Danny is a jock ass tool. Spiders have eight legs, but they also have eight eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Spiders have eight legs, but they also have eight eyes. Nothing's more depressing. When a spider cries.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me wanna scream.
Live and swinging at you here on Crab Diving Wednesday, Hump Day, y'all. It's the 12th of November.
Oh.
Here in Southern California. And thanks for listening to us.
That's right.
We're here for another 55 minutes live. If it's 3:05 p.m. Pacific, if it's not that time, you're listening to a rerun, or our voices are in your head or something.
Oh, that's right.
If that's the case, take your meds, motherfucker.
Right. Bring your party parts to our show.
Right. Party parts.
We got a real diddler kind of theme going on today.
There's a little diddling theme going on here.
When you touch my party parts, you make me want to scream.
Spider tears also. Spider crying, man.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome music. Thanks to
Chroma Keys.
Chroma Keys.
And the Burly Band.
And the Burly Band.
Or the Burly Temple. Fuck me. Burly Temple.
Burly Temple?
Right. Find them on Facebook. Alex Vols. Chroma Keys. Facebook. SexyTornado.com.
There you go.
Bam.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about net neutrality.
Oh, I hate it.
And how the president came out and said, you know, well, maybe we should just keep the internet open and free for everyone. No fast lanes, slow lanes.
No.
No throttling, etc.
Yeah.
And, like, we've explained before, it's scary shit because it really, you know, it's like paving roads and saying, only if you make $100,000 a year can you drive on this road.
Oh, by the way, crab diving, no one's ever going to be able to hear your podcast.
Right. They can be, if they decide that they don't like the message being sent by a certain website.
We're subversive.
Just press a little button and just slow things down to the point where if you don't pay,
right,
they don't, they'll make it so your stupid web page takes an hour to load or some shit. And nobody want to go to it. So it needs to stay open.
We're seeing
it needs to be like the airwaves.
Right.
Free and open, but of course, the cable providers and the internet providers are but profits,
right?
Money, competition.
You know what these evil fuckers are doing with this internet shit? You know how these? I've talked about this before. You know how the Yes Network is a sports network of the Yankees? It's here. It's a cable channel,
right? A local.
So yeah,
those are popping up more and more.
So now you got to pay a cable channel to watch the fucking Yankees,
right?
Or the Cubs,
because what's happening is they're breaking up these cable packages. It's just going to happen.
Package.
And they're worried that a lot of programming is going to go, a lot of shit's going to go bye-bye because there's just not enough money in it.
No, wait. What about the stupid channel that plays nothing but how to shop for a home? Or what? I hate that channel more than anything. Home Flippers.
HLN or whatever.
Fuck off.
Or,
yeah. That's the worst channel on the planet.
Home Flippers.
People watch that. Like, you know, I can't afford a house right now. And so I don't want to watch other people getting all excited about their fucking house. There's not even a storyline.
Nobody can. And that's why it's good programming.
Oh God. Do you find
it's like
it
the fucking Kardashians. Nobody can be like that.
Do you
but
find
everybody
it,
wants to.
But is it entertaining to you? House Flippers or House Hunters?
Well, no.
It's like you go to, what's that one show? You go to Japan, you buy a house, or Foreign House Hunters or whatever the fuck that is.
Oh yeah.
God, who gives a shit? Honestly.
And they show you three different houses, right? And
yeah.
You pick one.
Pick one.
It's kind of, you don't win it.
What?
It's like pick the house you're going to spend $800,000 on. It's not
if on your TiVo or your DVR you are constantly compiling content from HLN. Is that what that is? A home living network or some shit?
I think that's the one. Maybe
check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. So now on the right, They've been lining up to come out against net neutrality because the president said it was something he liked.
How are people going to... God, this
Well, they're saying it's going to stifle competition, of course. It's going to kill jobs, Ryan.
There is no competition. I can only get the internet from one fucking person here, right? Time Warner.
I think we can get a couple others, but nothing
faster. Where? No, we can't get U-verse here.
We can get Ghetto. There's some... Like,
oh really?
Fly by night ghetto ones, but
what do we get
much
that?
Slower.
Oh, is it slower?
It's slower, yeah.
Nah.
But right now, the fastest that we can get,
FiOS.
And we can't get that here.
Are we not in a central enough location with a shitload of people?
Not even the AT&T, the U-verse, the good U-verse. We can't even get here in this spot.
You can't even. We couldn't be in a more dense area.
And I had that not that far from here, though, when I lived about a mile away. And I was close enough to get U-verse, and man, that was fucking fast. We've talked about this before. It's just a fucking sin And these cocksuckers like Tom Wheeler, these cable company motherfuckers, should be throwing the stockades
and
have dung thrown at them.
Yes.
For
fake dung.
What they've done. They talk about competition. Well, competition. And they've got fucking monopolies. And the reason there was an article, I think it was like New York Times or something. There was an article last week that said the reason that our internet here in America, number one country in the world, woohoo, number one, the reason our internet is so fucking cock and slow, we're nowhere near number one.
It's cock. That's a service I order, by the way. Turbo cock.
That's what you can get in this country is my shitty, cock, horrible broadband. And they're
shitty,
they're going,
cock, horrible broadband.
They're going 10 times faster in civilized countries.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're
but
assholes.
Here, no, but here, capitalism.
Yet web pages don't load.
Right. And that's the
fuck
and
that.
That article said the exact reason that our internet is so shitty and so slow here as compared to the rest of the civilized world is because of capitalism.
Yeah.
Because of unfettered monopolies.
Hey, at Vile Experience.
Fuckwads have.
At Vile Experience.
Yes.
Fuck you. I got mine. What do you think about
that's
that?
It. That's the story of America.
Taking my marbles and I'm going home.
It's the American dream. They're going to cross out that they're working on fixing that shit on the Statue of Liberty right now.
Oh, yeah.
Give us your poor.
Right. we got to close the borders.
Yes, right. Snipe those motherfuckers. So one of the loonies on the right.
Yes.
Who we frequently play clips from here. Usually he's talking about something else. He's actually taken a strange turn and not talking about homosexuals for once.
Dude, that's the one thing you do well.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, no. He can't give that up. That's his jam.
Of the American family values, Jesus million mom whole ass wipe family value march.
That's
right?
Like
people.
That's like Mariah Carey just being like, I'm not going to sing anymore. It's the same fucking thing. He's not going to make fun of gay people. That's all he does.
He's putting in some variety.
Oh, really?
Because on his radio broadcast, you know, he has an internet radio show,
charlatan,
and a YouTube channel.
Loser. Crab diving on YouTube. Go fuck yourself.
Well, he's thrilled that loony Ted Cruzy came out against President Obama's support for net neutrality.
No.
Here, not that you would expect anybody on the right to know anything about science and facts.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
But here is just a prime example.
Douchebag.
Of a coke sack licking.
Oh, yes.
Corporatist.
It's the best sack.
Fucking theocrat.
Right.
Christian Taliban.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to be a taint.
I just got a message from your brother on Facebook.
Oh, what did he say?
It's about the the meme that I sent, the atheist meme.
Oh, God. He got in quite the conversation about atheism, didn't he?
He's happy. He says, is this our private heathen conversation suite?
Oh, yeah. It's real.
So
it's not real private.
No. This is the one that I sent.
Oh, really?
Private message.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The one that we're
the guy wearing the shirt that says Jesus is a cunt.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So here's Brian Fisher.
Yes.
Just speaking out of his tight old white asshole.
Ooh, perfect.
And, yep.
Yeah.
And here he is.
President Obama's out there making noises about taking over the internet, having the FCC take over the internet.
That's just not. I can't even get through 1.7 seconds of this cunt wad. And he's already full of shit. He's already lying. You're going to have him take over the internet.
How would they do that?
Going to have the FCC take over the internet.
They've
Tom
taken
Wheeler and Obama with AK-47s.
They've taken the internet.
Maybe a Glock are going to kick in the door.
Right. What are they going to take
fucking
over
moron
on the internet first? What will fall first?
They already regulate the internet. They have to make a decision. So he's saying it's going to be a blatant takeover if they disagree with him.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't even know how you take over the internet.
And if it was a vile monarchy,
yes,
or a dictatorship,
oh, interesting,
there might be some net throttling of this asshole.
Oh, right.
I might not be free and open for this cum stain.
Oh, right.
For the internet, having the FCC take over the internet, Ted Cruz rightly called this Obamacare for the internet. Now, the internet has done just fine without any government intrusion.
The internet, you cunt, has done just fine because it has so far been pretty much classified as open and neutral.
Right.
And now, with these problems that they've been having, like some of these carriers trying to charge Netflix more. Remember?
Yeah.
Not too long ago. And Netflix saying, well, now they want us to pay extra to try, so they don't slow down our connections to our customers. And so that's what's kind of brought it out into the light. And this fucker knows not of what he speaks.
He is ignorant.
It's been doing fine.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now Obama's going to flip it over and stick that big Muslim black cock into the internet. That's what's happening.
Without any government intrusion, government regulation, government telling people how much they can charge for internet services, the internet has done just fine. It's just a classic case of free enterprise, capitalism, people that can offer the best service for the best price.
People that offer the only service, you jackass.
This guy's a dickhead. He's on YouTube. He has an internet radio channel like we do. Doesn't he see that this could hurt him?
And there is no competition. How come we don't have 10 people knocking on our door saying, here, our internet is cheaper and better?
I don't know.
We can't.
It's illegal.
Fucker. Dummy.
Their business is thrive. You don't offer good service. You go out of business. You're overpriced. You go out of business. I mean, it's a class.
So the answer is just have a giant single monopoly where we control it. And, you know, from the Cayman Islands, Mitt Romney will be sitting there taking over and, you know,
I can't get reception to the internet from my car elevator. That's bullshit.
So, yeah, he's so dumb. He really has no idea what the fuck he's talking about here. More so than usual.
That's a case of.
Let me take that back. Right about the same as usual. He never knows what the fuck he's talking
about. It's not as funny, because usually when he's talking about, like, gay people, that's just so insane. This internet net neutrality thing, he's just a dipshit.
And lies. Just complete misinformation and lying.
Is it that, or does he not understand what the fuck he's saying?
I think, yes. I think both. I think he knows that the black guy, the Muslim,
right, of course,
said he likes
yes.
it, therefore I have to hate it. Because he's the Antichrist.
He's really not Muslim.
And
I feel like we have to say that.
Teddy Cruz.
Yes.
Who gives Brian Fisher big boner.
Wait. Who's squirting at that point? Is that
Brian Fisher?
Oh, on Ted Cruz.
Yeah. He's thinking about Ted Cruz.
And what's his speed bag about?
That's him beating off.
Oh, okay. That's great. I love it. Oh, yeah.
He's got a wooden ball.
Right. He just came. He shot a penny.
Yeah. So, oh, wait. First, he's got to unzip. Then.
Squeal.
Anyway.
That's good.
Here's,
we don't even have to talk here.
Christo-fascist fuckwad extraordinaire continues. Brian Fisher.
Businesses thrive. You don't offer good service. You go out of business. You're overpriced. You go out of business. I mean, it's a classic case of capitalism, free enterprise, just time to keep the government's hands off the internet. And that's what Ted Cruz says. It's Obamacare, what President Obama wants to do. And it has to do with the ability of providers to give people faster access to.
Yeah. Listen to how he makes it sound like it's such a great thing that's right. going to give people faster access.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mention the other side of that, which means other people are going to have slower access. Slower access, you idiot.
I'd like to hear him spin like the whole Gulf oil spill. I mean, some of those fish.
The jobs. Look at all the jobs they created.
I mean, they were going to eat other fish. And think about the fish that were spared.
Fish lives that were spared.
Because they're, you know, right. It's fine. Nothing to see here.
Give people faster access to the internet. Now, net neutrality says no, the government's got to keep internet providers from being able to do that.
That's right. There is the one time the clouds just parted.
Yeah.
An array of facts just leaked out somehow.
It's got to be a weird time in the studio for him, you know?
He stumbled upon, somehow he bumped right. into the truth that, okay, yes, that is the what the FCC is trying to do to maintain net neutrality.
The awesome. Government's got to keep internet providers from being able to do that. We right. can't let internet providers give people who are willing to pay more money faster speeds on the internet.
To a point. And that's not true at all. I mean, right now we have that. You yeah. have that. You could get different ranges. Most internet providers provide different ranges that you could subscribe to of how fast your shit goes, right?
Dude, this Time Warner I have here, I remember talking to a salesperson and the internet was slow. I said, I was like, it's just so slow.
$10 a month will make it faster.
Oh, yeah. They're like, well, you know, we could bump it up to turbo for you. And I'm like, well, why don't you do that anyway? Yeah. Thank you. Why don't they do that anyway? Why is there a turbo is my question. How about the best?
Turbo here is, they would scoff at that in yes. the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, fuck this. But why can't, damn it, man. It's just not fair. Why can't it just be turbo?
It should. And now what's happening is with some municipalities, there's a couple, it's starting to pop up like little tiny little zits.
Oh, I see.
Of socialism, man, on the butt of America.
We're building our own internet, you
that
fucking asshole.
That is exactly what's happened. There was a town, I even want to say it's like Kentucky or Tennessee or something. Oh. But they Red finally Max. Were like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And they voted to... somehow take over the lines, basically, and now they're offering internet, city internet. It's like city water sure. or electricity.
It's a utility.
You pay. It's a utility. You pay, and they say they love it. They pay like $30 a month, and they get the fastest fucking internet, faster than the rest of us get.
And they might. You might even make more money. You might even make more money because more right. people would be able to get it.
But that's,
fuck
you know.
That.
But what about Time Warner? What about Comcast? How are they going to make money? Capitalism.
You know, my dad a long time ago, he talked about, I didn't completely understand it, but in his neighborhood, there, he was like, I want to get everybody together and we're going to build our own fucking internet tower.
That's.
He didn't say it like that.
That's but, it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people are doing. I think it just happened not that long ago. I think this last election, it happened. Somewhere here in California, same yeah. thing. Another really? Town was like, fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
To the cable companies and said, we're gonna municipalize. Oh, yeah. We're taking over is what they said. We're taking over the internet.
Municipalize sounds like a Prince song.
But then what they do is, guess what they get?
What?
They get competition because the city goes out and says, we're going to take contracts for the biggest, bestest, baddest, fastest fucking internet. Who wants a whole town's worth of business?
Oh, yeah. I do. Use mine.
See, if you let the people take this shit over and right. take it away. I don't know where this, how this country got so fucked and roofied that they think that these, we have to serve these benevolent, which they aren't, these corporate overlords. It's the opposite. They serve us, those motherfuckers.
La resistance!
We buy their shit. Without us, they don't exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I'm not saying we communize everything. Nobody owns shit. There yeah. can still be a meritocracy. You can right. keep your stupid car elevator, you cunt. But pay back.
Listen, you can keep your stupid car elevator, you cunt.
That's my little bit of profundity for the day.
I love it. You know, if you
put it on a bumper sticker.
Absolutely. You know, and if you were going to have people come together to build the internet, I guarantee you get rednecks on this, no problem. They those fuckers can build anything.
Absolutely.
No one even has any.
We're going to use those old Billy Bear cans.
You know how people out here, whenever something breaks, you have to call a guy to come get it? That didn't happen where my parents. Everybody just fixes it. Someone fixes it. There was that flood. That flood that happened that I paddled through. I was caught in the middle of the night. Right. I was in a flash flood. A lot of people don't realize this. My car was actually picked up from the water and carried a little bit. And I had to steer that motherfucker onto the sidewalk. It was my mother's new car at that. I steered it through on the sidewalk into the safety of a elevated driveway.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Fuck you. This is one good thing I've, like, really good thing I've done. You know what I mean? I saved my mom's car, kind of. You know what I mean? I did.
I saved my mom's car.
I walked home, motherfucker, and there were cars. There were water lines to the roofs of the fucking car. And I walked home, like, 2 in the morning in that. Honestly, you make a joke. Okay. You make a joke. There are snakes, and there are spiders. There are fucking horrible fucking things. They're big fat asses. Right. Listen, the snakes, when it floods, a lot of people don't realize this. When the water floods, the water rushes down into these snake holes. And these snakes, man.
Well, that, yeah.
And it's terrifying. Yeah. And I had to walk.
Well, and gators, right?
I waded home, knee deep in fucking water. And, you know, I found a piece of plastic. Right. Oh, no shit. I look like the biggest pussy ever because I went through my mother's car and I found a piece of plastic. And I wrapped my iPhone up into it, like this giant fucking plastic ball. And I shoved it into the pocket of my pants, and then I made it all the way home, luckily. But I knee deep in wet water. I could have died. It was fucking lightning on top of it. Right. But right, net neutrality, this is bullshit.
We can't charge people less if they're willing to accept slower speeds on the internet. We've got to have the government in there regulating it. Obamacare for the internet. Ted Cruz is right about that.
Fuck everyone.
An asshole, yeah.
Fuck everyone, such an honestly. Asshole. Listen.
Sheeple, you know, the government. Oh. It's so weird. They're so against big government, but they want the cock of corporatism rammed up to the prostate.
Oh, it's the best. Do you ever wonder why you ever want to ask these dumb people, what do you like best about being a complete fucking dumbass? It's got to be freeing. What is the best thing about just being fucking worthless, useless, void of thought? What's it like to be a rock?
Speaking of, oh, wait a second. Where is she?
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Imagine you're trying.
We got a comment. Go. You can see the whole video.
Yeah.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. We actually got a comment on the video.
What?
Somebody. Oh God.
Come on, idiots.
Tight panties and in a bunch.
Fuck you.
And he was like, you know, all I see here is just hate being faced with hate. There's nothing good about this. Why is it being rerun? Because it's fucking funny. Yeah. That's why.
And number one, eat me. Right. Eat me, asshole. Honestly, that's the best thing I've ever heard. I don't want to hear anything negative about that.
How dare you?
Right.
Besmirch the little girl God screaming at the crazy preacher on the street.
I guarantee you, dad's awake Saturday morning early. He's feeding the kids pancakes. He walks over to this chick and he's like, hey, listen, ask her something. She just starts yelling at him. Like, do you want syrup with that? Do you want syrup on your pancakes? I'm sorry. No. It's like this. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetheart. We're all out of bacon. I'm gonna have to give you sausage links.
Shut it.
Guys yelled it. And then Monday morning he has to go back to the bottling plant.
Are you suggesting that poor girl is
a terrorist?
Is maybe a little
yes, a little terror
to handle at
She's
home.
Not a terrorist. She's a terror.
She's a terror.
She's one also word, fucking hilarious. She's hilarious.
Oh, she's fucking hilarious. Yeah, it was yesterday. You could see it. He said, a glaring example of two exercises in futility and hate.
Shut up, stupid.
Well, I mean, I think he's one of our peeves.
Yeah, whatever. Take your marbles and go home.
If either made a valid point, I might feel differently. I mean, he has a point, but he's missing the whole beauty of the event, which is the fact that why aren't the rest of us walking up to this asshole and telling him to shut it?
Yeah, this fuckface is ruining the beauty of the event.
Right.
He is. He is.
How dare you,
how
shit?
Are you shit? How do you shit on this?
How do you shit on this thing?
That's a young kid who listen, the flip side is that kid listens to this lunatic, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to burn in hell. That's right. Instead, she's like, fuck you, man. You're stupid.
Is all that matters to not is where you stand before God.
Shut up.
Before it's too late.
Shut it.
We can all be saved tonight. And I pray that you turn and repent before it's too late.
Yeah.
From your sin.
Blah, 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 blah.
What is sin?
I mean,
I hate these street preachers. They're the biggest fucking assholes.
It is. It's
ruin an evening.
It's an incursion. And then he's being persecuted.
Yeah.
If you go over to the Blaze, if you go over to the Cunting Blaze.
Oh, Glenn.
And I was in Glenbeckistan the other night.
Oh, were you really?
Looking at stories on the Blaze because it's just fun.
Right.
And this probably some of the more terrifying comment sections on the internet.
What?
Are those idiots on the Blaze.
Oh, God, I know.
And
we will pound you into glass.
I mean, his fans are exceptionally.
Well, there's a thing going on with him now. Have you heard
stupid.
The big news with him?
Oh, he's out of the closet. Is that what happened?
But before we get to that, I was reading. They posted a clip of this,
right?
And instead of, some of them are generic. Like on YouTube, the actual video itself just says "young girl shouts at street preacher."
Right.
But if you go to one of the Commie Pinko lib sites.
Oh, yeah.
It's, Christo fascist gets what's coming to him.
She stands up for free thought and expression.
Finally, what we've all wanted to do, a little girl does. But over on the fucking Blaze.
This is like the bad seed.
The headline was like, listen to this little girl attack.
Oh, God.
A street preacher. Listen to her attack. Meanwhile, they don't mention that cunt standing there saying, repent, repent.
Dude.
You're going to burn in hell. I consider that an attack.
Right. I'm out on a date with somebody trying to get laid, and then all of a sudden you're like, fire and brimstone.
Right.
So, that didn't help.
Repent.
Right, great.
Repent.
What a turn on. How romantic.
Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking.
And see, because of our sin, that we need to turn to God.
My home should be quiet.
We need to turn to God before it's too late, just like the rich man. The rich man didn't turn to God, and it was too late for him when he stood before God in heaven.
He wants to hear you.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Jesus, blah, blah, Jesus, blah, blah, blah.
Don't think that your own good works will get you to heaven. Nothing will get us to heaven but Jesus Christ. Jesus.
First of all, whoever stopped recording at that moment, shame.
Why? I hope your battery was dying in your device. That's what I hope. I hope it wasn't you're like, okay, that's enough. I'm bored now. Oh, my God, you asshole.
Yeah, I want to see the whole encounter from her first utterance to that idiot. Did you notice how he stops for her, though? I mean, he kind of waits for her to finish her each little interjection.
Yeah.
And then he goes.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Why did you stop filming? It's the most interesting thing ever.
It was the most interesting thing that happened. But those people are just obnoxious.
Oh, God.
Hey, get ready for more. Next couple of years, man. We got a guy who quotes Genesis.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the head of the environmental committee.
Oh, wonderful. but to be fair, it's so much easier to walk on an earth that's flat rather than round. It's just bad on the arches.
Don't have to cipher.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I'm a lot younger. This earth is a lot younger. Than you think it is.
It is.
That's good news, right?
So I've got another clip. We don't play much Alex Jones at all. I mean, he's beyond.
He's batshit fucking crazy.
Before I finish with the Blaze, also on the Blaze, there was a video that has gone.
What? What are you looking at?
Okay, there's a pop-up ad.
Uh-oh.
And I only have 10 seconds before it. It's Glenn Beck shooting. My family and I are now lifetime members of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. Join me and see the amazing bonuses. Ah, they went away. I didn't read it fast enough.
Hello, whore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here it is. Today I'm offering the Blaze Legacy Lifetime Membership.
Fuck you.
A lifetime of firearm training.
Oh, my God.
Valued at $9,900. For under, Ryan.
What? How
are you
much?
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, man. You better be in your seat.
It's $5,000, isn't it?
Under $300.
Oh.
That's pretty significant. Look at you. You're like, you fell for it.
God, it's such bullshit.
Wow, that's such a markdown. I might buy one now. Plus amazing bonuses. Respond now before it's gone. And there's a picture of a guy who looks like he's got a 70s porn mustache. And his name is Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director.
You know what's funny about that whole webpage? Do you see Glenn Beck in that cranberry sweater with a smirk?
Yeah.
Like, why did they Photoshop that? He does that outfit doesn't match.
But they do have him.
You know Glenn Beck has going out in hunting clothes.
Oh, absolutely.
Hunting Beck?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Puts it on every night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what he sleeps in?
Come to bed.
Well, wait. Honestly, no. What does he sleep
Duck
in?
Duck Dynasty duck call.
You know, I bet he does have pajamas, and I bet he does have, you know, many sets of them.
Yeah,
depending on how he's feeling.
Blaze pajamas.
Do they sell Blaze PJs?
I would assume.
Why don't we do crab diving? Why don't we do crab diving clothes?
We will eventually.
We got to get T-shirts,
merch.
What do you guys want? Let us know at crab diving.
So anyway, there was that video that was out on the internet of that actress from Orange is the New Black. The very...
Yes.
How would you describe her? She's...
corpulent.
She's not court. Well, I mean, she's a larger... She's a bigger woman, but she's...
She's got good sturdy... She's sturdy.
Sturdy. She's a sturdy...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She plays a big diesel dyke the show.
She's a base in the pyramid.
And I wouldn't fuck with her.
No.
In any capacity.
A very diesel good actress. Dyke.
Very good actress. And, well, somebody took a cell phone video of one of these cock-sucking street preacher assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was on riding the subway. Now, that's cruel and unusual. You can't even walk away from that guy.
I've been stuck in that before. Oh, my God.
That's really irritating.
In Chicago, it happened all the time. It's fucking freezing outside.
Throw him in jail.
Dude, the train comes. You're like,
I'm coming
my...
for the Christians.
Oh, my God. You're like, oh, my God. Please let the train come. Please let the train come. I'm so fucking cold right now. My toes are blue. You get in the train. You're like, oh, it's warmer. And then it's like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I mean, really.
Throw me back out in the blizzard rather than have to listen to your Christo bullshit.
It's so. I would say obtrusive, but that's not the word. Intrusive.
That's it. Both.
It's obtrusive and intrusive.
It is.
So both.
There's a video of her confronting the preacher.
Yes.
Who's threatening everyone on the subway with hellfire and damnation.
Yay!
And she, actually less civilly even.
Good for her.
Than the little girl.
Be quiet.
She may sling the F word a little bit or something like that. But all over the internet is watch actress put jerk face in his place, you know, and things like that. And then on the Blaze, it says, watch this Hollywood actress attack a street attack a preacher. He's being attacked by her because she's standing up and saying, shut the fuck up with your bullshit. We don't want to hear it.
How many
and
times?
That's persecuting him.
How many times did she stab him?
0.0.
Okay.
a ballistic rant, they say, of the little girl. Watch the absolutely ballistic rant a little girl spewed at a street preacher.
I tell you, these right-wing nut jobs, they love all things guns and firearms. Ballistic rant.
Oh, yeah.
Spews. Come on.
So what's been going on? Have you heard what's been going on with Glenn Beck?
No. What's up with him?
He has come out and said that he's got some horrible illness. That
I feel bad because it's hard for you to say that without me laughing, and I know that's
the worst
thing.
Well, but it's bullshit
ever.
Because he I gotta get clips. I don't have the clips.
Oh,
but
I heard about this. He has fuck face eyes.
He has something. It was all these. I had pain in my hands to the point where I had a hand signal on Fox that I would give to the producers that when I was in so much pain for them to get the camera off of me.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I don't want my public to see me like this. I'm a monster. Yeah. My hand hurts.
I'm not a monster.
Ugh.
And he's claiming that he went to some weird hoogity boogity clinic.
Oh yeah.
Where they hang you upside down and send radio waves at you and shit and all this just crazy bullshit. Yes.
The anal hose.
Now he's better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now he's cured, but it's been going on for 5 years.
How's his hand? He had that problem with his hand. Is his hand still hurting?
So the headline on Raw Story is, medical experts say Glenn Beck's diagnosis and treatment are quackery.
Oh, he's making it up. Oh, God, he's the best.
Fox News personality Glenn Beck tearfully announced to the world that he has been battling for years against a rare neurological disorder.
Oh, shit. What is it?
The illness, he said,
the heebie-jeebies,
had baffled Ryan.
Oh, look how special he is.
Conundrum.
No one can figure out what's wrong with me.
An enigma. How about that, right?
I have the best doctors in the world are looking into me, and they can't figure out what's happening.
He's got millions of people looking at him every fucking day, listening to his bullshit, hanging on every word that drizzles from his anus.
They even called in Hugh Laurie just for the fuck up.
And he needs even more attention.
Right.
Now it's from the medical community. He's got to have somebody poking, prodding, and fretting over Glenn.
I'm so special.
He said that this horrific disease, which, according to, quote, chiropractic neurologist.
What the fuck?
Dr. Ted Carrick.
Okay, Teddy. Where do you go to college?
It has now been called adrenal fatigue.
Oh, right.
His adrenal glands are tired.
Did this doc used to have to log into campus every day?
Yeah, probably still is. he said, Glenn said that this horrific. This horrific disease came over him slowly.
Of course.
Gradually.
Yes.
Over the course of the last few years. Caused him to lose his memory.
Oh, no. Oh, not his memory. Well, it doesn't matter. He's on TV all the time. He forgets something. He just goes to a particular day, and that's what happened.
He allegedly suffered seizures.
Oh, no.
Intense pain in his hands, feet, and fits. Oh. I don't know why he would use this term. Fits of vocal paralysis. Do you have a fit of paralysis?
No, that's terrifying. I don't want to.
But isn't that the opposite? Do you have a fit of paralysis?
That's so true. Oh my God, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. You're violently not moving.
Yeah,
you're not moving. Oh shit! What a wackadoo.
Long bouts of insomnia.
Oh no.
Mental fogginess, and a spate of emotional outbursts that Glenn said, "quote, quite honestly, has made me look crazy."
Not a spate. Did you say a spate?
I said spate.
How many spates, to be specific?
I don't know. How many spates are in a peck?
Hey, listen.
How many spates are in a fit?
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
paralysis of fits.
He has had a range of treatments by Dr. Carrick, the chiropractor.
Oh, a whole range.
Neurologist.
Including
being strapped into and spun around in a giant gyroscope.
Shock my nipples.
He's had an intense regimen of spiritual work.
Oh, okay.
little tickling of the prayer prostate.
Yes, we'll just touch it with a feather. You'll be all better tomorrow.
And fervent prayer.
Fervent.
Fervent.
Fervent
prayer. Now Glenn says he has a clean bill of health. My brain is back online in a big way.
In a big way.
He says.
Oh, they told me when I was sick that in a way they couldn't wait for me to die because then they would get to study my remains.
No. Yale University neurologist.
Oh, really? Fancy.
Not chiropractic neurologist, but now, just a plain old Yale University neurologist.
Oh, you made a skeptic?
Dr. Stephen Novella has said...
Liberal.
All this is bullshit. His words are pure pseudoscience.
What about the fit of paralysis? Or the paralyzing fit? What was it? Which is first? Was it a fit of paralysis or was it the other?
He says, chiropractic neurology does not appear to be based on any body of research or any accumulated scientific knowledge.
Shut up, queer!
He says, chiropractic neurology appears to me to be the very definition of pseudoscience.
Yeah.
It has all the trappings of a legitimate profession with a complex set of beliefs and practices, but there is no underlying scientific basis for any of it.
What is it called? What does he call it? Pseudoscience. Pseudoscience. Yeah, I believe if you go on Phoenix University, you can study that. It's in the drop down.
You get a master's.
Oh, yes. Pseudoscience.
A doctorate.
I want to. Fuck, I'd love to study pseudoscience. I hated the other science. It was too fucking hard. It could shit bleeds.
You did. You were a Methodist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Methodists are the smart ones. How
Wait,
dare
do you guys
you?
Believe in evolution?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We believe in all that shit. Oh, listen, all those...
You're evil like the Pope, then, right?
All those Protestant fuckers believe in all that shit, unless they're in a real rural area, and that's generally where
well,
people are...
I was gonna say, aren't...
It's money.
Aren't the Pentecostal snake wavers? Yeah. Those are...
Yes.
Protestant?
You do not see a lot of snake wavers, you know, going to Pentecostal church in, like, some wealthy suburb of Atlanta. They're mostly in those, you know...
Right. You're suggesting in the Hamptons, there's not a lot of snake ceremonies. Not, people speaking in tongues in the Hamptons.
It's weird. You're not worried about like, because if you're poor as shit, you don't eat enough, and you know you don't mind waving around a snake. Because what's the worst? It's gonna happen. It's gonna bite you, and then you die. What's that?
What a strange.
Is that a snake? Yeah, like those guys, his audience, they're not all dentists. You know what I mean? They're not doctors and lawyers. I'm sorry. It's just the way the fucking is.
How dare you?
I know. But those people don't believe in that snakes. They believe in evolution and shit. They're church to for business fucking... You know, people go to church where I come from. It's like it's a network.
Right.
It's
a social thing.
If you go to the First Methodist or
network.
First Baptist
Gossip.
Church. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's the same thing as Hollywood. You go to the First Baptist in any wealthy city or any suburb of some metropolis, okay, or any whatever. It's all the doctors and lawyers there, you know, people
and,
in the Rotary Club.
But now get this.
Yes.
This is where it gets fun. This adrenal fatigue, they say, is bullshit. It's a term applied to a collection of nonspecific symptoms.
I have adrenal.
Body aches, fatigue, nervousness, sleep disturbances, digestive problems. It shows up frequently in alternative health books, alternative medicine websites. It's not an accepted medical diagnosis. It's not. It doesn't have an ICD-9.
You know
code.
What? This
ICD-10
makes me
ICD-10 code.
Oh yes, ICD-10. You know what? This makes me think of. Do you remember that scene in Ghostbusters right at the beginning, after the librarian has seen Slimer, the ghost, and
right.
she's freaking out and laying down, and then Bill Murray asks her all these like scientific questions because they're like, "Well, I think I should examine her." Yes, examine her, and he asks her. If she's menstruating.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, why would that matter? Oh, yeah, it's a funny scene. Whatever. Watch Ghostbusters.
So Glenn has that adrenal fatigue is shit of the bull.
Don't cross the streams.
This guy's got a great name. New York psychiatrist James Halper.
Oh, Halper.
He's going to help you?
Halper.
He's your psychiatrist?
Mr. Halper.
He also pointed to the work of Dr. Todd B. Nippelt of the Mayo Clinic.
Mr. Nipple?
Nippelt. Okay. N-I-P-P. O-L-D-T.
Todd Bean
that,
Nippo.
That Todd. Poor Todd growing up, huh?
Please report to the principal's office. Nippolt.
Nippolt says, it's amazing. Frustrating to have persistent symptoms your doctor can't readily explain.
It is.
But accepting a medically unrecognized diagnosis from an unqualified practitioner.
No, how dare you.
Could be worse.
You're so close-minded, atheist. You're so skeptical.
Many, now they say, according to rawstory.com, many of Beck's symptoms point to panic disorder.
So this person is fucking sick. He is sick. He just said no. He has panic disorder. He's a fucking crazy fucking lunatic.
You're
he's
right.
Paranoid, running around in these ridiculous sweaters.
So Glenn,
he's got a really sexy scream.
Now Glenn says that, you know, after he got spun around in that
he feels better.
Fusion shit, that he feels better. So I guess if it worked, rock on. And all his prayer, but Glenn Beck, back in the saddle, everyone.
Good heavens! I mean, geez,
I gotta get those clips.
Oh, you absolutely do.
It's long.
He's talking about his recovery, and it's his disease.
He finally,
oh god,
talks about his.
Oh my god!
He calls it his pivot point.
My pivot point.
It's my pivot point, ladies and gentlemen.
When, is he able? Is the he moment able to stay sexually active with his wife? Did he talk about that at all? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Gross.
Hey, maybe here's a thought, dude.
So
maybe if you're having this adrenal fatigue, maybe
come touch my pivot point.
Yeah. Maybe don't walk around in that magic underwear. Maybe it's too tight. You know what I mean? Maybe it's too restrictive.
Oh,
it's not healthy.
Well, I thought it's they're boxers though, so
no,
they want to make more Mormons.
It's a whole suit.
They don't want briefs holding the boys up there, and they want to let those puppies down.
It's a whole suit.
Breed more Mormons.
It goes up the whole thing,
right? You got to, and there's no pee hole, right? Because that would facilitate.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
Yeah. who were we talking about yesterday? Oh, it was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, Ricky Schroeder.
The Jehovah's Witness yesterday that said that the homosexual agenda is causing men to wear skinny jeans.
Everyone's dressing better. So, oh, my God. That
our hearts.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Our hearts go out to Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Get well soon, buddy. I hope your adrenal gets less fatigued, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on. Why doesn't he rest it?
I don't – probably did. It's been going on for 5 years. And
don't
now,
bother me right now. I'm resting my adrenal gland.
And now he is.
Yeah. How do you even do that? How does one rest one's adrenal gland?
I'm sure the kind of chiropractic neurologist –
yes.
Which I don't think necessarily really exists, that term. Maybe there's an Institute of Chiropractic Neurology. I'll bet there is, like the one that that Rand Paul, the ophthalmological institute that he is certified from, that he founded himself.
No, boy, that's the best way to become a doctor.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. Shit. maybe Glenn Beck just got glutened.
Gluten.
And maybe it's making him tired.
Somebody recently.
I'll tell you.
April O'Connor.
Absolutely. On the Cantalinguists.
That's right.
Cantalinguists.
Which will be following us right here.
Yes.
In just a couple of minutes time. 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. A replay.
Covering the 420.
Of the Cantalinguists show.
And there's a new one this Saturday, correct?
Saturday.
4 o'clock,
man. The new show premieres 4 to 5 p.m. out on the Western Coast.
I want to hear if her co-host Alex has spread any more of that lube around.
Oh my God, the can of lube or whatever it is, or I guess it's a thumbs up, right? Or
right.
A clits up for the.
Listen, I learned from last week's show that women have two types of orgasms.
Yes.
There's the big one, and then there's the tremor, the little one, the aftershock.
That's right.
And sometimes, apparently, if you use a bunch of that weed lube, you stay up all night, just coming uncontrollably.
That's what he said happened, right?
What's that? What's that sickness? Could you imagine if Glenn Beck had that? Well, somebody did
Isn't
have
there
that
one. Yeah,
yeah, dude. We put that story up on Facebook.
That's right.
Guy has like 900 orgasms a day. Right. It ruined his marriage.
I could imagine.
And he's not even doing anything. He just walks around.
I think it probably ruins a lot.
Right. Ruins a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, if you get down to it, you're like, yes, of course, it ruined our marriage. I've spent $50,000 on couch cushions.
Right. And the underwear bill.
Oh, like, forget about the underwear bill. At that point, you're in a diaper. You're in some washable.
You can't wear.
No, you're in a wipeable rubber garment.
You can't wear. You can't wear the Magic Mormon underwear.
You cannot.
Did it get all crusty?
Well, you don't need it though, because this guy was so. I don't know. I don't know what the word is. Orgasmiful. Orgasmic.
Orgasmalicious.
Orgasmalicious. Sex wasn't even an issue.
Right.
Because he could never, I mean, you know, it's hard.
Just over 2 years ago, I began to search for my replacements. Pat and Stu for my radio show, maybe Buck Sexton or Dana for TV.
He was ready to die. He was picking his replacements.
Oh, my God.
This is, I just got the audio, so we'll have that tomorrow.
This is his deathbed speech.
This is his resurrection, man. Like,
oh,
Lord.
This is his resurrection.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Oh, my
just
God.
But listen, he's already sniveling. I began to search for my replacements. Pat and Stu for my radio show, maybe Buck Sexton or Dana for TV. Almost everybody in my company I have stood away from and looked at for what piece they would fill.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our...
Anyway, there's a little bit of Glenn Beck for tomorrow's big show.
Got
here,
it.
Crab Diving, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live, and then we stream as a rerun.
Yay.
For y'all shortly after that. Don't forget the great other programming right after this drops into the bowl. You guys could download us on the iTunes and on the Stitcher.
Sure.
And go to crabdiving.com for past episodes. But you can also stay tuned and listen to the Can of Linguists from Saturday.
Yeah.
And then at 7 tonight, we have Hollywood Hick.
I'm sorry.
At 7 p.m.,
yes.
A rerun of Brent's awesome, funny show that premiered last night.
Right.
And then 8 o'clock, a premiere, a new premiere. Holy fuck, lots of premieres this week.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
The Daily Upper Decker
sports show.
We're looking forward to that one. That'll be from 8 to 9 p.m. tonight, Pacific. Do the math yourself. Elsewhere.
Fucking Packer fans, man.
We appreciate.
Fucking Packer fans.
We appreciate. I'm going to have to find something to bite.
I know,
I'm going to have
I
to
know.
Pull my belt off and really? Bite it through.
Oh, come on.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook. Join in the conversation. Lots of arguing going on under that George Bush picture.
That's right.
Facebook, actually not. Everybody's agreeing that he was a dick.
Hashtag best diddler jobs on Twitter.
Best diddler jobs on Twitter. Thanks for the music today.
Oh, yeah, Chroma Keys and Alex Vole. But... The band is Burly.
Burly.
Motherfucker.
Burly. Anyway, Brian's getting it. But don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're also on Instagram. We're on Google Plus and all over. Don't forget just to check out crabdiving.com. You'll find all the other great shows there.
Burly Temple.
Links to where you can download the shows and everything.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys
Thanks
being
for
here.
Coming.
Follow the very funny. Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, you got any comedy coming up?
Oh, shit, yes.
Benson Fest on Sunday,
yes.
Right?
Oh, that's true. I have two shows on Sunday, Bomb Shelter and then A Cupcake Vagina.
And there you go. go to @RatedRComedy.
Follow the very... Out. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck! Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, @ViLExperience. Oh, so Vile.
And everything and everything, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com. Listen to our stream. Download our past shows.
Right.
Like us, love us. Spread the fucking crabs.
Should we re-record this whole episode?
More tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.